Intersports LLC is the innovator in athletic behavioral evaluation and coaching. They evaluate and then coach athletes of all ages on the behavioral characteristics and principles that lead to improved performance on and off the field of play. A leader in the fields of athletic statistical analysis, predictive behavioral assessment, principle-based psychology, and principle-based athletic coaching, Garrett Kramer is also a former collegiate hockey player and coach, currently coaching at the high school level. He's the founder and managing partner of Intersports, and here today to discuss trust as it relates to athletic behavioral coaching. We welcome Garrett Kramer to the show. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, JD. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So can you tell us a little bit about your background, your professional background, maybe your athletic background?
Sure. I was a hockey player most of my life. I played college hockey at Hamilton College in Clinton, New York. And when I stopped playing college hockey, went into coaching. I actually coached a JV team there for a year, coached some really good travel teams in the New York metropolitan area, and coached a couple high schools also along the way. I was also a pretty good amateur golfer, played in four U.S. amateur golf championships. So I did that for a while when I couldn't kind of unleash my competitive juices on the ice anymore. I turned to the sport of golf, picked it up, and worked hard at it, became pretty good. My background is basically as a coach, a life coach. I have to athletes. I've been doing it for years. Intersports was created several years ago to kind of bring both the opportunity for athletic behavior evaluation and then mentoring together in one place. Uh-huh. For the athletic community, mainly youth, but somehow we seem to have gotten on track initially with more professional athletes than youth athletes. So it's fun.
Okay, yeah, that was my next question actually was to find out a little more information about Intersports and when you started. Now, does every athlete work with you specifically, or might they work with another coach or maybe a group of Intersports personnel?
We do have other coaches. I have partners on the West Coast in Laconia, Washington, at a company called Pransky & Associates. But mainly, I spend most of my time traveling, meeting teams, coaches, players of teams, sometimes management of teams, to kind of discuss our methodology for coaching. And so it's pretty much me right now. On an individual basis, I do have coaches that are certified in what we do. But I try to have a hand in it whenever I can, for mm-hmm. sure.
And can you discuss a little bit of your evaluation process?
Sure. Our evaluation is a 200-question, multiple-choice type metric where we're evaluating 11 behavioral attributes that we have proven lead to success in athletics and also off the field. The evaluation could apply off the field as well. That evaluation measures attributes such as acceptance of responsibility, competitiveness, susceptibility to stress, impulse control, persistence, attributes such as that. We're lucky enough to have both the National Hockey League and Major League Lacrosse use our evaluation at their scouting combines. So every player at those two drafts for both Major League Lacrosse and the National Hockey League takes our behavior evaluation, and then that info is distributed to all teams in the leagues, and they use it for their selection process.
Great. And then maybe you can explain just a little bit of maybe what the next step is and what happens after the evaluation.
Yeah. Well, I should tell you that at Intersports, the evaluation is not a necessity. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's many athletes that we work with that don't take the evaluation. It's really up to the player or the team, and every team is different. Some players want the information. Some teams want this information. Some teams could care less about it. I think it's valuable information if you're making a big-time decision. In other words, if you're a pro team and you want to know whether to draft or trade or pick up a player on waivers, it's definitely valuable information. But for a youth athlete, it's not necessarily the be-all or end-all. Mm-hmm. And sometimes players get afraid to get labeled. It's not that we present the information that way. And everything that we do is very private. But the next step is a coaching protocol that is, we kind of it's revolutionarily simple how we approach athletics. We look at sports and we look at or life coaching from the inside out. In other words, we firmly believe that problems don't exist in the world outside of the player. They only exist in the player's thinking and thus experience. And right. when an athlete could see that an opposing player may be taking a cheap shot at you, or a coach benching you, or a parent, if it's a youth athlete or a high school athlete, you know, yelling from the stands or something. When an athlete can see that those external situations have no ability to regulate them whatsoever, and they understand that we all know that already. Sometimes this world shrouds our thinking to the point where that gets kind of covered up, right?
Sure.
So
yeah.
when a player in a state of quiet, all right, from a place of quiet, sees that, they're able to approach the game, the season, training, practicing, relationships with teammates, coaches, et cetera, from an inside-out perspective, and they are able to take control of their athletic career. So, JD, we don't look at behavioral models or tools, things like visualization or routines or imagery, anything like that, breathing techniques. Really don't look at it that way. While there may be those techniques may be fine for some temporary help, mm-hmm. right, long term, the answers to every issue, to every problem that appears to be going on in a player's mind really lies within them. And that's really what we're here to, what we exist to do with athletes. We kind of impart a feeling on them, not a how-to.
Right. On our show this week, we're talking about trust. And so what I wanted to kind of discuss with you about what you do is discussing trust, how that fits in with this process and how important that is with the work that you do.
Well, it's very important. And I was thinking about your question, and I think you could look at trust a couple ways. So mm-hmm. let's take the intellectual way of looking at trust. So what you could say is, all right, does a player have to trust you to work with you? In other words, does he have to believe that everything that they say will be between you and the athlete, et cetera? And is that something you have to earn over time? And I guess the answer to that is yes, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's easy for me to say to a player, which is true, that whatever we talk about is between us,
sure,
right? I mean, unless there's some other arrangement with the team set up, but that's rare. Mm-hmm. That's a very rare, rare situation. So, I have no problem. I've had no problem earning that kind of intellectual trust,
right?
But the word trust really is a much deeper. I don't know. It's a much deeper feeling. Let's say, right? See, like I said before, for anybody to trusting is more about you than the person you have to trust, mm-hmm. right? It's when you're in the right frame of mind, trust comes relatively easily. In other words, you let your inner wisdom kind of guide you along the way. If you're a person or an athlete, we're mm-hmm. talking about athletics here, right?
But right, yeah.
So you don't get hung up in the word so much. In other words, it's when a player will have difficulty trusting when they're off. Mm-hmm. It really has little to do with the outside world, right? When your state of mind is clear and fluent, and you're kind of in the zone of life, so to speak.
Right.
It's not that you go out and reveal all your deepest and darkest secrets to everyone you encounter. You come across. Of course, you don't. Right. But you know what to do. Like you kind of know what to say. You know, you don't trip over your own words. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a player who clearly is having difficulty, if I sit down in a room with him and the player is having difficulty, emoting any kind of emotion or anything like that. That says a lot about their state of mind, right?
Right.
So as a life coach, I've got to approach it from that angle, knowing that if they can't let me know what's going on, for the most part, they're all bound up inside. That probably is what's probably manifesting itself on the field,
mm-hmm.
right? So. I think that most people take this intellectual, go for the intellectual understanding of the word trust, and don't trust their own instincts as far as who to trust, what to say, and stuff like that.
Definitely makes sense. Something else that I wanted to talk a little bit about, as far as trust is concerned with what you do, is the fact that you're getting to the inner person, life coaching, working with their mind, so to speak. How does trust fit into that as far as I mean, have you ever had an athlete say that, you know, I don't want, you know, you really to get into my mind, or I don't want to be, maybe they might feel like, would they ever feel like they might be manipulated in some way or something like that, you know? So the trust factor, as far as you working on somebody's inner self, you know what I mean?
Well, JD, that's really up to me.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, and it's why, is one of the many reasons why I will strictly focus on the player's or the person's state of mind and not their behavior.
Right, okay.
In other words, one of the secrets to earning trust or respect for any, this is for any coach, whether you're a youth baseball coach, you're a college, you know, basketball coach, or if you coach the Philadelphia Phillies or New York Yankees, okay, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
One of the real secrets to great coaching is, as I said, focusing on the player's state of mind, not their behavior.
Right,
their,
okay.
Your behavior is your behavior, right? I'm not here to tell you how to behave, right? What I am here to do, and by the way, a lot of, you know, life coaches do that, and that's okay. I just don't believe that that's the way to earn trust,
okay,
and earn respect.
Mm-hmm.
If I tap in and focus on your state of mind, where's your head? In other words, it's not for me to say what to do or not to do, but it is for me in my role to look at how you're doing and show you the real secret to making proper decisions in life, and that secret is really your state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
When our state of mind is clear and fluent, it's easy. We make great decisions. When we're off a little bit, we need to just kind of pull back and say, "Oh, wait a second." So the real secret is for people to recognize where their state of mind is in the moment and know the difference between clear and fluent states of mind and errant states of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, and most athletes especially, because they're taught to be competitive and be relentless, right? So they get this errant thought, "Oh, I got to go get that guy," right?
Right.
And they buy into it. They buy into the errant thought. They buy into the state of mind that's off, and they act from that place. And when you do that, you will get into trouble 100% of the time. 100.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible not to, right? So what we do and what I do to earn that trust, respect, et cetera, is to, hey, your behavior is your behavior, but let's talk about the warning signs. Let's talk about your state of mind, right, and how to know when your state of mind is on and how to know when your state of mind is off, and then go from there.
Working with groups or individuals is, you obviously must do both. Is there a big difference?
We usually, let's say a team hires InterSports and hires me to come to work with them. What we usually will do, what I'll always do is start off with a seminar for the team, or the coaches, or the front office, right? Everybody, or everyone at the same time. And from there, we then work individually or collectively. Maybe you got a group of players who wants to discuss issues or whatever. But I always start off with a seminar for the entire organization.
I see.
Because what I'm really trying to do is impart this feeling on everybody,
mm-hmm.
right? This vibe on everybody, and we go from there.
Okay, and I must say I saw part of a seminar on your website. It was excellent.
Oh,
and in closing, maybe you can give out your website. Any other contact info?
Oh, sure. I appreciate that. Our website is inner-sports.com, and that's you know, my email is gkramer@innersports.com, and go to the site. There's a bunch of info there. The evaluation is there. Performance blogs, videos. I think that. You know, we're excited about the site. It's constantly being updated and changing. And my email address, as I said, is, and our phone number is all over the site. So it's inner-sports.com.
All right. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to you, Garrett, and best wishes for the future of InterSports.
Thanks, JD. Thanks so much. Have a good day.